Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm Wildcat Authority Senior Editor Jason Shear, and we are here, I am here, to review the press conference that Jed Fish had on Monday. And just to review it, it was 15 minutes long and pretty much all about Gunnar Cruz and Jordan McLeod. And so as we first reported on Sunday night, Jed Fish confirmed it on during Monday's presser. Jordan McLeod is out for the season with a knee and ankle injury. The good news is that Jed Fish says that he does expect McLeod to be back for winter workouts and spring ball, which is a very big deal. So that means it's not like a nine-month injury where you're basically saying it's an open quarterback competition and all that going into next season, in the sense that you don't have Jordan McLeod not able to participate. Now that he's there, you're going to have him, you know, assuming, you know, I'm not going to say Noah Fifita and whoever else they add can't win the quarterback competition, but basically when the best quarterback on the roster is returning, he enters fall camp or spring, whatever it may be, as the number one quarterback, and everyone else is kind of catching up to him. So there is good news in that regard, that Jordan McLeod, it's not a career-ending injury or anything like that, as brutal as it was to see. A couple interesting things that that Fish said. Basically, first thing I think is interesting, and we'll probably kind of go not unnoticed, but it won't be talked about very much, is the fact that they want him to travel to Colorado. Now, earlier I had said that Arizona players wanted Jordan McLeod to be their quarterback. No doubt about it. If you asked them and polled them, the majority would have definitely said McLeod over Gunnar Cruz and Will Plummer. And I don't want that to mean that the team doesn't like Will Plummer or Gunnar Cruz. It just means that if you ask the players which quarterback gives them the best chance of winning, which one they rally around, it would be Jordan McLeod. And so Fish said, you know, McLeod's either going to get surgery in the next few days or he's going to get it next week when they get back from Colorado, but they want to travel him to Colorado. Now, that's traveling a good guy that basically takes up a roster spot in order to travel, and the reason you do that is because of the overall morale of the team, where he's going to be on the team talking to the quarterbacks would be my guess. They'll probably travel three, Cruz, Plummer, and Ashworth. Those will be the three, I assume, that travel. The emergency QB in the situation, I would strongly, wink, wink, assume that it'll be Jamari Joyner in that situation where they just throw him back there and say, you know, kind of get to work and hand the ball off and run the ball. But that is an emergency situation. So they want to travel him so he can work with the quarterbacks in an overall morale thing. And it's kind of a nice gesture. Jordan McLeod is a great kid. You know, I said that last night on the podcast, just really good interview, really good perspective on everything. And, you know, as a writer, you cover a football team and you write about Arizona football, basketball, whatever it may be. And people think you kind of just cover it. And for the most part, we do. But once in a while, you know, it kind of the injury part of it sucks. You know, it's Jordan McLeod's a great kid, spoke well with us, was honest with us, and really just worked his butt off. I mean, you take a look. Went from being the third quarterback on the roster to the first quarterback against Oregon, made five interceptions, coaching staff says, throw it away, fix your mistakes, do this, do that. He does it right away against UCLA. And really just, you know, you wonder, okay, now if you watch the UCLA tape, what kind of jump would he have made for Colorado? And I've said before, like, had Jordan McLeod started against Colorado, I think Arizona would have won. I'm not saying Arizona can't beat Colorado with Gunnar Cruz, but obviously the confidence level decreases. Like Jordan McLeod, Had the ability to run, played great. Not great, but played well against UCLA, well enough to win that football game. But the key thing with me is progression. Like Jed Fish said, the reason why he named McLeod the starter after NAU is because the coaching staff was confident that he could keep improving. Against Oregon, he had the 5 picks. Against UCLA, he took care of the ball. The struggles were the red zone. Well, who knows? Maybe they put in the film, say you didn't do this or that in the red zone, improve that. And then against Colorado, he goes out and he does it. And, you know, as Jed Fish said, he took coaching extremely well, utilized the bye week to his advantage. Clearly, he was very comfortable out there. He was very, very upset. He transferred here to play, and he came here to help us. He was learning the system more and more, and we were eventually going to reap some of those benefits. They were. And it felt that they were going to kind of reap the benefits. They didn't punt until the 73rd offensive play of the game, according to Fish. This wasn't a punting contest. This was them simply messing up in the red zone or not being able to really take care of the penalties. I mean, the penalties killed Arizona. And this was the game where, you know, you look at other games and you say, okay, they didn't have 16 points because they weren't moving the ball. Against Oregon, they were moving the ball and they had the interceptions. Against UCLA, they were moving the ball and they had the red zone issues. Against Colorado, who knows? They're moving the ball and they finally turned the corner. I'm not saying, and I'll get to that podcast later in the week, I'm not saying they're not going to beat Colorado or they don't have any chance, but I don't think you can make any real legitimate argument that says that their chances of winning doesn't decrease with the loss of Jordan McLeod. It absolutely impacts the team. Now, the second story there is that after the UCLA game, Jed Fish very quickly said, Gunnar Cruz is my starter. And this isn't a split quarterback situation. This is Gunnar. And as Jed Fish said on Monday's presser, quote, we need to get Gunnar all the reps. We learned as we were going through the competition that these guys currently need as many reps as possible to be successful. It can haunt you if you have an injury during the game, will need to improve, etc., etc. It sounds like, you know, one of the biggest criticisms with Jed Fish early on in the season was how he handled the quarterbacks. You know, you go 50-50-25, well, these guys aren't getting the reps. And Jordan McLeod went from getting no reps to all the reps. And Jordan McLeod had his best week of the season when he got all the reps. And so you can't go 50-50 leading up to Colorado. You have to pick a quarterback and go with him. If you want to make the change during the game, it may be a little different. But it sounds like Gunnar Cruz is the guy. Gunnar Cruz will take all the first team reps, and it's the right move. It's tough for me. I think I posted on the board that I would start Plummer, and the more I think about it, the more I go back on that. I wouldn't start Plummer. I'll say it in the podcast. I would start Gunnar Cruz. And that's not me kissing Jed Fish's ass or anything like that. Hopefully I'm allowed to curse. I don't know if that's a curse word. We'll find out. But hopefully what it is to me is I think if you're Jed Fish from your perspective, especially with Colorado, you're saying, okay, Don Brown should be able against a freshman quarterback and a struggling offensive line to come up with a plan where we don't allow that many points. This isn't UCLA where they're going to run for 350 yards. If they do, we lost. Whatever. So be it. Now, how are we going to win this game if the defense plays well? Well, if you put in Will Plummer and he throws 3 picks, you lost the game. If you put in Gunnar Cruz and he doesn't move the ball all that well, but he doesn't turn it over, your defense is playing well, maybe you can establish some of the run game, your chances of winning are better than if Plummer comes in, throws a pick six, whatever it may be. And so I think based on what Fish said in the presser and basically what you could see with your eyes is, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and argue that Gunnar Cruz is the answer at quarterback, but I wouldn't sit here and argue that Will Plummer is the answer at quarterback. The answer at quarterback hurt his knee and hurt his ankle and is out for the season. And I'm not sure he was the answer moving forward long term, but he was this season. And so Fish said, I think the biggest difference is when he's in the huddle, he meaning Gunnar Cruz, when he's at the line of scrimmage, when he's talking the game with his teammates, he's got tremendous command. He has a really, really good confidence about him in terms of being able to speak the game. I trust when Gunnar goes out there, he'll make the right decision and get the ball to the right person. And that's the key, too. I think that last part is it. I trust that he will make the right decision and get the ball to the right person. Will Plummer did not do that against NAU, and it really cost Arizona. You can make a very real argument But the reason Arizona lost to NAU was because Plummer just couldn't get the job done. And I think basically Fish is saying that they're going to trust that Cruz can do what Arizona did against BYU. The game, the quick screen game, you know, get it out on the edges, let Berry Hill make plays, let Castile make plays, try to get Cunningham back going again, Jalen Johnson, those guys, let them make plays in space against an average, below average Colorado defense, control the clock, control the chains, and win that way as opposed to a guy that may turn the ball over. It may not work, but I don't think that if it doesn't work, that's an argument that Will Plummer should have been Arizona's quarterback. Because again, you're just, it's a difficult decision to make because you're going a guy that is going to struggle to move the offense because he hangs onto the ball too long, to a guy that's going to struggle to move the offense because he doesn't complete enough passes and turns it over. Well, one of those is going to lose you the game, straight up directly. At least with Cruz, he's not going to directly lose you the game. He's going to make it harder for you to win, but Plummer could legitimately lose you the game with the turnovers, and that's probably the biggest difference between the two, is that the game plan that they're going to have for Colorado and they're going to utilize is they're going to go tempo, it sounds like, and they're going to get it out quick with the screen passes and try to establish a rhythm with Cruz. It may not work. It's not a guarantee to work, but I think it is the best strategy going forward in the sense that, again, I know I sound like a broken record, turnovers are bad. Moving the ball is good. Not moving the ball is bad, but it's not as bad as turning it over, if that makes sense. If not, take some notes, and we'll have a quiz in the next podcast. But it's you know, when you're Arizona, like, I texted a friend of mine. I said, this is so Arizona. Like, you finally feel decent about something. You think you're turning the corner, and that's so Arizona. The starting quarterback goes down with a knee injury. You know, it's brutal for this team, morale, etc. But Jed Fish said that they have the right approach in terms of morale. He believes that the team still believes in Gunnar Cruz and that they believe that they can win the game. We'll find out. You know, with McLeod, I think that there are numerous winnable games on the schedule. I think Cal is a winnable game. I think Colorado is a winnable game. It may still be a winnable game. It's just going to be a lot more difficult. But we'll preview the game later on in the week. You know, again, that kind of really sums up the entire press. There was a lot of quarterback talk. Jed Fish said a few things about the UCLA game itself. Nothing remarkable. I thought the only thing that he really said that was good was the last four games that they've played, they've been down one score with 8 minutes left in the game. And he finally said, we have to score more points. I'm not numb to that. Like, people assume that the coaching staff is just like, oh, you know, whatever. No, they know they need to score more points. This is college football. 19 points a game ain't cutting it. You are going to win very, very, I don't care how good your defense is in college football, you are going to win very, very few games with an offensive output of 19 points. Now, what's interesting in Vegas is Colorado's favored by 7.5, even though they only average 13 points, which would insinuate that Arizona is going to lose 13-6 in one of the worst college football games ever played. No, it'll probably be higher score than that, I promise. Well, I don't promise, but we'll see. With that being said, I appreciate you for joining me once again. We're going to have two more podcasts this week. We're going to go with Basketball Media Day, which is on Wednesday. The women's is on Tuesday. Men's is on Wednesday. I will review my preseason poll and all that and my thoughts on it. And then we'll have the Colorado preview a little earlier because the game is at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's going to be nice. Hopefully. I don't know. I'm interested to hear your perspective. You know, you could go the Arizona gets blown out late at night. You just go to bed, or Arizona loses in the middle day and ruins the next few hours. So let me know what you think. But or Arizona wins and allows you a whole day to party. We'll see. Either way, I'm Jason Shear, Wildcat Authority. This has been the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. Thank you very much for joining me once again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.